A mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good. "Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have lunch in my underground house."
"Come here!"
The command whipped out at him. Paul found himself obeying before he could think about it. "Using the voice on me?" he thought. He stopped at her gesture, standing beside her knees. "See this?" she asked. From the folds of her gown, she lifted a green metal cube about 15 centimetres on a side. My own attitude toward competition went through quite an evolution before I arrived at my present point of view. As described in the last chapter, I was raised to believe in competition, and both playing well and winning meant a great deal to me. But as I began applying the principles of yoga to the teaching and playing of tennis, I became non-competitive.